Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Chicago, bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for being part of our day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the new video, and all that's there. We update the site every single day with new information that you can listen to, read, or watch. Carmine Gallo is with us. Carmine is not a new friend. He's a member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us before, but it's been a while. He's the author of the new book, The Apple Experience, Secrets to Building Insanely Great Customer Loyalty. And he's talking about the Apple stores that Steve Jobs and Ron Johnson put together 10-plus years ago. And Carmine Gallo, thanks again for hanging out with us. It's congratulations again on the book. One of the things you talk about in Chapter 8, you identify what they call the Apple's five steps of service. Talk to us about those.
Okay, the Apple five steps of service are steps that Apple encourages their employees to take you, the customer, through in each and every transaction. I did not make these up. They are from Apple. I've actually seen them. I've seen them in process, and I've actually been talked to about them. Every small business owner in the country, anywhere, can use these five steps to create a more magical experience. Jim, can I go through them real briefly?
Please.
Okay. Think of the acronym, APPLE, Apple. And again, I didn't make this up. This is Apple's thing, okay? So every letter corresponds to a step of service. A, approach with a personalized, warm welcome. That's what you suggested earlier, Jim. When you first walk through a door, or even a virtual door, when you call an office or something, what is the experience like? Are you greeted by someone who is warm and friendly?
And did they look you in the eye? Carmine, look.
Of course.
How many times do you walk in a place of business, and if they even say anything to you, it's like they're throwing something at you when they say good morning. They don't even look at you.
Yes, absolutely. So within just
make eye contact seconds, for God's sake, people.
Eye contact. Yes. So eye contact. Approach people with a great greeting. P is probe politely to understand the customer's needs. This is real rocket science, Jim. You know what this means? Ask questions.
Yeah.
Ask questions. See what they really need, okay? Present a solution they can take home today. Apple is a non-commissioned floor, Jim, so that means that they are not necessarily in the business of making money for themselves in terms of adding on all these products. They need to give you a solution that you can take home today, whether or not that's a product or not. Okay, they need to help you solve your problems. L is listen for and resolve any issues or concerns. But I love the last step, E. End with a fond farewell and an invitation to return. So somehow they have to tag on something extra that invites you to come back in the store.
That fond farewell.
Maybe it's the one-on-one.
That fond farewell should include a thank you for coming in.
And it does.
I wish they had been more specific. I'd almost put in a six steps. I know that's a little bit presumptuous of me considering it's me and their Apple. But I'm going to tell you something. The power of thank you is the most underused resource, the underused little engine of power that we have is eye contact and thank you it's amazing how much more success people will have if they just make eye contact and say thank you. And I'll tell you, both of those things are becoming dying arts.
Well, what's interesting, Jim, is I want you to walk into an AT&T retail store next time you're in the mall. AT&T retail. AT&T retail was inspired by these five steps of service. And I believe in the first step, they actually do mention, the greet people, the smile, but they also mention eye contact, and I believe they mention the thank you as well. But they too, take you through six steps of service, and so it's very similar. The point is, they were inspired by the Apple Store. I think all of us can be inspired by the Apple Store to improve our customer service and the way we communicate with customers.
Right. Well, I've gone into Apple stores many times, and it is a very helpful environment. It is a very low pressure environment. Nobody's pushing you. What's interesting, as you probably know, Carmine, it's hard to tell who the salespeople are and who the customers are. they all look pretty young.
Well, that's all part of the hiring process too, isn't it? And they're not necessarily looking for young people, but they are looking for that diversity of experience as well. There's a lot of former teachers at an Apple store.
Yeah.
So Apple is less concerned about your retail experience than they are about your personality.
Yeah, and your people.
They've said that to me. We hire on personality.
Mm-hmm.
Get that personality first. You could teach somebody the rest. But you can't teach somebody customer service skills if they don't have an outgoing, friendly disposition.
Bill Cosby said, "I don't know what the key to success is, but the key to failure is trying to make everybody happy." I don't know if doing the things that we're talking about, folks, I can't say how much more business that's going to get you, but I promise you, if you're not doing it, you're losing a lot of business. Carmine, last thoughts.
The Apple experience has turned me, and I'll be honest, Jim, into like a customer service snob, because now I'm comparing every experience to the Apple store.
Yeah,
so I think something we can all learn from that.
Absolutely. Hey, Carmine, congratulations on the book. Thanks for being here. Come back again real soon. Don't wait so long next time.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Carmine Gallo, folks. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.